No, brothers, sisters, bruised reed he will not break. If you're in the lineup, if you're one of the multitude, in bonds, in chains, in sickness, no, he won't break you. He'll heal you. If you're a smoking flax, the fire's almost out in your life, he's not going to quench it. He won't quench it. He wishes none to perish, that all should come to repentance. Until he sends forth justice to victory. There is victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. The grave could not hold him. The grave cannot hold us. We will live. Our bones may lie in dust, but we shall live. And in his name, in the name of Jesus, we Gentiles shall put our trust. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, are the wondrous things which you have done and your ways past finding out. But Lord, I know that though your ways are higher than my ways and your thoughts higher than mine, and who has known the mind of the Lord but the one who has the Spirit of Christ? Lord, we can know your ways. Lord, teach us your ways that we might walk in your steps. All your paths, O Lord, are mercy and truth. Your secret, O Lord, is with them that fear you. Come, Lord Jesus. Show yourself real to us. Send your power. Heal us, O God, for we are weak and needy. Break the chains that bind us. Undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed free and break every yoke. For you are Lord of the Sabbath. Lord, keep us from defiling your Sabbath, O God. Cause us to look unto you and live. We come against every principality and power, every host of darkness, every plan and scheme of the enemy. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We bind all principalities. We take authority over the hosts of darkness. Every lie and scheme of the enemy is brought low. For Satan, you are defeated at the cross. Satan, you have been triumphed over at the cross. You have been made a public spectacle at the cross. And you are defeated full. For the righteous one keeps us, and the evil one cannot touch us. You sent your word to heal us, and may that word go deep into our hearts. Guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, and preserve that word that it might accomplish that which you've sent out to accomplish. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are good, and your love endures. May you have mercy on us and cause your face to shine so that we might be saved. And to this end, we give you all glory and praise and honor, for you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you reign. And there is a defeated enemy who's been stripped of all power and all authority. And we're waiting, Lord, that you'll crush him under our feet shortly. I thank you, Father, that you always hear us when we pray. And you're not too busy. I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus, not only to die for our sin, but that we might have life. And that you're teaching us your will and your ways, that we might walk in newness of life today and not be swamped by the waves. I thank you, Lord, that you are risen. You are risen indeed. And that you have all dominion and power and authority given to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to lift up your name today. We want to exalt you because you've done great things for us, and we are glad. In Jesus' name.